Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
Dan tries to whistle,
and Jim wisely doesn't.
Well, thanks for having me for day two at your house, Dan.
Yeah, we lost Patrick somewhere along the line. But, we did. We're a little short. You know, these urban houses are a little smaller, so Pat would have had to sleep in the basement or on the back porch or something. So
he's like, I'm out of here. So, but we'll carry on, just you and I, right?
Yes, indeed.
All right. So this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Dan Gursky.
And we are not actually in the suburbs. We are in the District of Columbia at Dan's house.
Yep. Still no police sirens outside, but, you know.
Does that happen a lot around here?
No, you might actually get your, you know, loose change stolen from your car if you leave your doors unlocked, but it's really a very, you know, pleasant urban neighborhood. There is such a thing. Some people don't believe that. But
you also, some D.C. residents might also run the risk of being indicted for, you know, certain special investigations. But that's a whole other thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that is a whole other thing.
Yeah, okay.
We're totally apolitical on this show, if I recall,
no, I'm
right?
Just talking about the crime in the district. That's all. Okay. Yeah. So where was I going with this? Okay, so on this episode, you want to talk about something you have a special interest in, right? Which is songs that include whistling.
Yeah. I like to give you guys sort of crazy ideas, and occasionally you'll let me go with one of them. So it turns out that there are a lot of songs with whistling. Some really horrible, but a lot of really good ones. And in fact, a lot of them I was noticing have the term whistling, the word whistling in the title, which
right.
Sort of a giveaway.
And how did you develop this interest in this topic?
I wouldn't call it an interest exactly, okay. But I will say that I am an enthusiastic whistler. I like if I'm riding in the car and I don't know the words to a song, I will tend to whistle instead. But I usually keep that to myself because there's almost nothing more annoying than like somebody walking down the hall at work whistling or walking down the street just sort of whistling randomly. I do that sometimes. Grating.
I do that sometimes walking down the hall at work. I do that exact thing you mentioned.
You're not the dude on the metro, though, that's whistling like behind you.
I wouldn't
like
do
maybe
that.
With the headphones on. But and I will say that if a song comes on that has whistling in it, I will definitely whistle along if I know that part.
Yes, because
there's
right.
There's some pretty hard whistling.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, of course. So
it's an instrument that everyone has, although not everyone can use it, right? There are some people who can't whistle. Isn't that true?
Yeah, that is true. It's strange. Let me ask Jane. Can you whistle, Jane?
Sure.
Yeah, Jane.
She says she can.
We don't ever do duets in the car, but maybe it's time.
I don't know. So I think it's true that not all adults can whistle, or maybe I'm thinking it's just kids. Like a lot of times kids sort of takes them a while to develop that.
I think you have to sort of learn it. Yeah. But I think it's one of those things that some people just can't do just like physiologically. I don't know.
I guess. I don't know.
To do an experiment on the street sometime.
But many musicians, singers, they can whistle, and sometimes they put that in songs. And
exactly.
I've always thought it was kind of a curiosity, too. And why don't we just listen to one example? Do you have something for us?
Sure. Before we play this, I did sort of do some Googling, and what is supposed to be the sort of ultimate whistling song is Otis Redding, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Which we're not going to play, but it's at the very
end.
End, and it is pretty great. I don't know if I would consider it the ultimate whistling, but I think we should start with a song that is just flat out whistling right from the start, which is Peter Bjorn and John, Young Folks, which was, I think, a pretty popular song.
Yeah,
so most people will probably recognize this.
If you knew my story,
All right, that is a great pick.
Yeah, I love the bass whistle sort of interchange there, and that is some fabulous whistling there. I don't know how much of that is like, you know, enhanced, but
it sounds like it's like overdubbed. Like, yeah, there's more than one, right?
Yeah, yes. It does sort of sound like a couple going on at the same time.
Yeah, that's a great pick. And I notice in that one, the whistling, it follows the melody line that comes in with the verse.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the one I'm going to pick does the same kind of thing. So this was from a few years ago, not quite 10, but close to that. Let me look here. 2011.
I was going to say, it appears the 27 to 2011 period, because the one I'm going to play later, I think, is 2007. Okay. There must have been a whistling thing going on there.
Yes. So this is the band Foster the People, and a big hit song off their first album, and the song was called Pumped Up Kicks. And the whistling, again, I if I'm remembering this correctly, I think it sort of mimics the verse earlier, and it kind of comes in toward the end. So we're going to pick this song up in the middle. So there you actually have the vocals and the whistling going on at the same time.
Yeah.
That part.
You know, it's funny, since that's such an intense song, it's about a school shooting, right?
Right.
And you've got the whistling in there. I just realized, isn't that sort of, maybe it's a creepiness factor, or I don't know if that was what the intent on the whistling was.
So I've thought about this too, a little bit, like, why would you put whistling in a song? Like, what are you trying to accomplish there as an artist? In this case, I think it puts you in that school setting a little bit, that kind of thing. It also has hand claps in it too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So there, it's trying to maybe have a certain youth quality, or maybe a little bit of innocence in the song as well, because it's about, you know, shooting somebody over a pair of shoes, right? You know, which was like a thing that happened among kids.
Yeah,
it was kind
I
of
mean, maybe
epic.
I think it's one of those songs where it's sort of the contrast between what they're doing with the music and the lyrics.
That's right.
Possibly. Yep. Yeah.
And young folks, again, I think it gives you kind of a youthful feel with the whistling, right?
Yeah, for sure on that one.
Because it is something that once kids sort of like learn how to do it, I think they do it a lot.
Yeah. And then that's, you know, since it's Foster the People, that's sort of in honor of Patrick Foster. We can just say, you know.
I think he was in that band.
The missing co-host.
That's right. And we're going to honor him later with his whistling song that he left us with. So.
Yes, we will.
All right.
Which has whistling in the title.
So what else do you have?
Well, here's one that has whistling.
You're going to whistle for us, though, right?
I may try to whistle a little bit later.
Okay.
Those of you who want to whistle along at home, we're going to maybe try the Andy Griffith theme, which is perhaps the most famous TV whistling that's ever been done. It's actually called the Fishing Hole, I realized. But before we get to that... this is a song that is on my perfect pop possibilities list.
Okay.
Whistling is pretty, it's not in there for long, but it's a nice touch at the end. And it's by the Fratellis, a Scottish band, and it's called Whistle for the Choir. I just think this is a great song, and the whistling is just a little bit of icing on the top.
Yeah.
unbelievable.
Yeah, so just a little short bit. I realize that the perfect pop songs I like just kind of make me happy. Isn't that sort of a happy sounding song?
That's a good thing, yeah. Absolutely. So I think in that case, the whistling is used in effect to emphasize sort of the old-timey nature of the song, right?
You can almost
picture somebody, you know, in a, you know, like a ballroom, like in a, like singing at one of those big round microphones, you know what I mean? Maybe wearing a tuxedo with slick back hair. And
or walking down the street before they break into a tap dance,
perhaps. Yep.
And then I love how I think that's the mandolin, whatever it is, maybe the mandolin that comes in after that. That's just a cool little song. Also from 2007, I believe.
Yes, that's a really good one. Okay, were there any others that you wanted to mention before I play one more?
Yeah, here's I would love if any listeners wanted to listen to Jealous Guy by the John Lennon and the Brian Ferry versions and see who whistles better, because I think that is like a really good piece of whistling. There's a lot of good songs. I think we should mention Deer Tick that Jim and I saw.
We just saw, right?
The other night. They have a song called The Bump. And they played it live the other day, and the bass player, I discovered, is the whistler. But then the lead singer started gargling and making funny noises to go along with the whistler. I think it's more of a drunken whistling song, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
It was kind of fun. It was short-lived, but it was a nice little just sort of interlude in the middle of the song.
That was good. And then you had mentioned earlier before we started recording, Games Without Frontiers, Peter Gabriel. I think that's a classic one,
yeah,
right?
That's one where the whistling, I think, is really sort of integral to the song more than almost any other whistling song.
That one, I think it does give it kind of a spooky feeling to it, right?
Yeah. And I love whistling along whenever that one comes on, for sure. That's not an easy piece to whistle if you try it. I think it's a little high. I'm trying to remember. When I whistle along with that one, it's sometimes a little bit of a challenge.
But again, it also has a school children element to the song, too. So I think that's part of it.
Yeah, I think we're onto something here.
Yeah. Well, so speaking of which, I'm going to play what I think is the greatest whistling part ever in pop music. And to carry on that theme, it's Paul Simon's Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard. And it's almost like a whistling like solo in this song. It's amazing.
You know, this is like a master's thesis. I think we have the material here for somebody who's looking for a good topic. I think we're onto something here.
Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
I had to let it play a little bit to get in the part about the radical priest. That's my favorite line.
Yeah, that is some good whistling in that song for sure. That's almost virtuosic. Virtuosic? What's the word?
Sounds good to me.
So here's what I was thinking. Do you think that if they want to have whistling in a song, do they just say, all right, who can whistle? Because it can't always be the lead singer that's the best whistler in the group, right? Like, you know, with
Axl Rose probably was, but
it was the bassist.
No, you're right. Or I wonder, are there like certain studio musicians who are known for their whistling? They bring them in, like call Stan. He's the best whistler in LA.
Right. And if you're going to play it live, then, and you have a like hired whistler, what do you do? But that's another good piece of research that could be followed up on.
Yes. All right. All right. Well, this is fun. As I mentioned, we have one more pick we're going to play. This is from Patrick Foster. We'll get to that at the end. Before we do, again, thank you, Dan, for having us out to the house.
It's been fun.
This is great. We'll do this again sometime at your house. And I'm told you have a really nice patio or deck or something out
there. Yeah, a little screen porch. We listen to music well into the nice summer evenings. Get a little cicada action back there. I think we had that at your house, too. Yeah. So
when it warms up again in about 5 months, then we'll get that going.
Yep. Right? Always welcome in the district.
Okay. Thanks very much. And please listen every so often, would you say, Dan Gursky?
I would say every day, because if you don't listen every day, how are you going to listen to a song about whistling? I mean, if you missed this one,
you would regret it
for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, you really missed out on something that could, I think, change your life.
I would say so.
Yes. So listen every day, like Dan said. You can find the show on Apple Podcasts, Audioboom, other podcast platforms. You can also visit our website, suburbspod.com. Dan has written for the website, has a couple of articles up there.
Maybe I'll do something on whistling.
That'd be great.
Could be an article in there somewhere.
You seem to want to do more research on it. Then also, you can email us if you want to talk about whistling songs or any other topic. You can email us rock@suburbspod.com, or you can call our phone number, 612-440-1984. Very good. Leave a message, and then we'll put your voice on an upcoming episode. And you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, all of those at Suburbs Pod. So again, keep the whistling coming. Now, you are going to whistle for us, right?
Yeah.
Try that a little bit, and then while I cue up the song here.
Okay. See if you recognize this. A little airy. It sounds very airy. My lips were not moist enough there.
I think you need some practice. You're going to work on that.
You recognize the tune, but it was not very...
They're not going to call you into the studio.
No.
Your whistling skills. Okay, so the song we're going to play out with here is called what?
This is Whistling Song, interestingly enough, by the Meat Puppets.
It is on... Meat Puppets 2, yep, I just found it. That's a great record. Probably, I think many would consider that their best album. Great band, SST band from Arizona. Great, one of the, what I would say, the second wave punk bands. And let's hear that. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Dan Gursky.
Playing this for Patrick Foster. It's the Meat Puppets, the Whistling Song. And we'll talk to you guys again next week. We'll be right back.
Beep, beep.